Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to try Old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine. This is Mountain Java. Now, I think it's, what's the sipping cream? The Appalachian sipping cream. It was the dark chocolate coffee, I think, is what I had. So I do like coffee. The darker, the better. Espresso. So let's go ahead and get into this. I believe this was $2.99. Now, obviously, you're just going to take it. Make sure I didn't spill that. Probably right out of here. But just to look at the color and everything, I'm putting it in this glass. So 17.5% ABV. is what's on here, 35 proof. And like I said, I think they're $2.99. I never check. Yeah, color, it almost looks like a latte or something. Like light chocolate, like a milky chocolate color. Hopefully that comes through. Yeah, lighter than chocolate milk, I would say. But it is a liqueur. So let's go ahead and smell. I get that alcohol, but I get that like roasted coffee, like maybe a darker roasted coffee coming through. I would say a little sweet cream in there, but you definitely get that coffee. Now the moonshine liqueur, it does have that presence, like a lot of the other ones do. But I think that coffee, that roasted coffee, helps separate it if you don't like that moonshine smell. I mean, obviously it's there, but it is covered up a little bit. And I think that sweetness helps it some. If you're a coffee fan, it is kind of, I wouldn't say it's not like walking into a coffee house or standing over a coffee maker brewing coffee, but you still get it. So it's fine. Let's go ahead and taste. I get the cream, like a sweeter cream. I almost want to say a touch of chocolate, like chocolate coffee. But I think that sweet cream, I wouldn't go vanilla. I would just go like a sugary cream. Then a touch of coffee, like roasted coffee, more sweeter roasted, more like a city roast than like a French roast or something like that. I get a little bit of the alcohol at the very beginning in the back. It's like that middle is where all that sweetness, even into the aftertaste, there's a little bit of alcohol, but mostly sweeter cream with a little bit of coffee. Overall, not bad. That last sip had a little bit more alcohol. It doesn't burn in it, but overall, not bad. As a coffee fan person, I want to see more, especially when you put Java. I want more. I think a Monster Java has more of that coffee flavor than what this does. I've not had many of those, but yeah, it seems like I want more coffee. I want more Java to come out. Not as much sweetness, but that's just my take.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.